We're at safehavenvillages.org or .com. We have a Ning site that you have to fill out a short survey if you want to come look at our website a little more. But we would love to have any of you visit. If you want to talk to me more, you know, during the breaks, I would be happy. And the person who is least threatened by me and my ideas is J.J. Dewey. I don't know why everybody else is so worried. So anyway, he gave me this opportunity just to tell you a little about it, and I thank him for that. Thanks.
Wait, well, does anybody have any questions?
Oh, any? Because they think that I'm trying to do something without JJ's stamp of approval.
He needs my permission to go do something. Scott. So
it doesn't matter who. It's on the keys list. I am rogue, even against JJ.
Right, but people on the keys list hear about Safe Haven and think, did JJ tell you to do that? Do you have his permission? Stop it. You can't do that. JJ's doing a gathering that.
Well, yeah, the same thing in the Mormon church. You do anything, people say, well, what does the prophet say about this? What does the bishop say? And they shouldn't have to say anything as long as it's legal.
Yeah.
So is your community more about being safe from the collapse of the American government, or more about building a place for spiritual people to go?
I think it's more about freedom, and it's free from mortgages, free from food tyranny, in my opinion.
It's difficult to build homes there with no mortgages.
It is extremely difficult, yes. But that's one of the things. Right, you have to build it yourself. And there's a lot of things that we're trying to do to make it cheaper to build houses. Sterling, my son-in-law, is into the alternative energy. So one of the goals is to be off the grid onto exotic technologies so they can't control us through energy, to have our own food sources so they can't control us through food, to have it mortgage-free so that they can't control us through collapsing the money system. It's about freedom. So I would say it's more about that than being afraid of the collapse, so to speak. It's more, it's kind of a rebellious thing. It's like, I'm tired of being controlled by these various things in society. And if we could show a community that can survive and survive well and be comfortable and, you know, be beautiful, then I think that will spread. Michael?
Just along those lines, Buckminster Fuller has a really wonderful quote, and I won't get it exactly right, but he said something to the effect of, you can't really successfully fight the existing reality. What you want to do is build a model that makes the existing reality obsolete. So that's what we're looking at.
Yeah, it's more of...
Is Sterling planning on living there after it gets going?
Yeah, Sterling and Sherry live in Ephraim, and they have a home in Ephraim, but if there were a group of people on the property, they would prefer to live there. So.
Do you see them ever being able to have a gathering there?
Yes. Yes.
How many years?
I would say realistically maybe 3 years.
We
have a lot of RVs and trailers, and eventually we'll have like little hobbit-type houses. We have some little hobbit-type structures. You can build up to 200 square feet without a building permit. So we want to build quite a few of those to house people in, things like that. Yurts, yeah, those are things that we've looked into. So that's why I still do real estate, and I'm riding the wave, trying to make as much money as possible so I can sink as much as possible.
How do you have time to do it? I can sell to you. Your real estate business, this thing, you can do studies, I don't know how you do it. She has energy. I know what appears.
She does it well.
She's following her passion.
Yeah.
In
alignment.
Yeah, Adam? Right. There is actually a movement, I don't know if you've ever heard about it, that's kind of it's like a private internet system that you can do from computer to computer. There's software that you can do that and create your own internet connections, but you wouldn't have access to the larger internet. Yeah, Yeah, that's true. We are being watched, quite frankly, and we know that we're being watched. It's just one of those things that we just are going, so watch us.
Sustainable communities all around the world, are you on that list?
We actually were named one of the top 10 sustainable communities by MSN.com. Mm-hmm. Even though we don't have anybody living there yet, because...
Though, because of the work that you've done, you are the pre-gathering, because you know what will happen when someone tries, like for instance being watched, and the list and the people and the who gets involved and what happens and the personality and how it breaks down, all of that stuff that no one would ever think of before, the unimaginable, because of your experience.
Yeah, and we have some very strict values, and people have really ridiculed us for having very strong values that we won't budge on. It's like, if you don't like our value system, then don't come. We don't allow any illegal drugs. We don't allow public drunkenness. We don't allow public nudity. We do not allow anything illegal, which includes polygamy. I mean, we've had polygamous, nudists, marijuana people. I mean, we have the county watching us all the time because they're sure we're growing marijuana somewhere on that 90 acres. Yeah, I mean, I went to a meeting at Snow College about sustainability, and that day I guess I had my blue business suit on. And I went there, and, you know, I was there as a representative of Safe Haven Villages, and one of the professors said, I thought you guys were a bunch of hippies out there. And I said, do I look like a hippie? Come on. Just because we're interested in sustainable building practices doesn't mean we drop acid. And, you know, one of the main reasons we don't like marijuana, even if it were legal, is because people don't work. You know, there's no moral judgment about it whatsoever. It's like, man, when you're stoned, you don't work. Go away. And if you're having a hangover, you don't work, so go away. And if you smoke too much, yeah. Oh, you know, it's really interesting. We have people calling us, asking us to stay on the property, and it's like, yeah, how many hours a week are you going to work? You know, so you know, we have a very strict value system.
Read over again the month our business just set it up like a month of business.
We kind of did, I think.
It looks like you're headed that direction.
Yeah, I mean, we have 80% consensus. A lot of communities tried for 100%. Good luck with that one. You're never going to get anything done. 80% is hard enough.
The leaders are elected?
So far, it was just the founders are the leaders right now.
Yeah, the initiatives aren't necessarily elected, but then start needing leadership.
Yeah, they'll be elected by 80%. Right, exactly.
That's the really important thing, is to be able to replace that leader, because no matter how carefully they're selected, you're going to get some bad ones that will be replaced in regular authoritative systems. It's really difficult to replace them.
They get power drunk.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like our friend who's the first ray. If you know anything about first ray, it's like, I've got the download, I know what I'm supposed to do, and it doesn't matter what method I used in order to get there, it's right because I got the download. And they'll railroad over the top of everybody in order to get there because they have the vision.
So if somebody invests in Safe Haven Village, do they own a piece of property?
No. Your membership gives you a right. Even the people who we have 99-year leases. If you get a property to build on, you get a 99-year lease. The reason that we do that is so that they can't encumber the land.
Now, one problem, you were talking about marijuana. I've seen people get busted for marijuana, but they're renting so it doesn't affect the home, you know, because the homeowner didn't know it wasn't the homeowner doing it. But then other people get busted for marijuana, and they take their house.
I know. That's another thing that we told people. It's like, we don't want to give them an excuse to come onto the property. Yeah. We, you know, so far we don't allow people to bring firearms onto the property. We're rethinking that one. Going, maybe we should have some guns.
That one's heavy-handed.
Yeah. What's your PMA thing about guns? Is that
any guest that comes onto the property, and you have to sign a waiver to come onto the property. We do not allow guests to bring firearms without permission. And we have things like, you can't kill the snakes or the insects, you know, on the property. We have rattlers. We pick them up with a snake and we move them if they're in a place that we don't want them to be. We're trying to do things, the 7-generation model, so that we're trying to think ahead 7 generations. How is it going to affect the land and the people 7 generations ahead? So we have, you know, a lot of things that we thought through. And if you want to read our mission statement, our values, our vision, you know, that's all on our website. You know, if you just want to come and visit and see how it all works. So anyway, yes, Artie?
Members have jobs from the outside.
Yes.
Now, do you see this becoming income and producing?
That is the hope. We do have the start of a Wallapini or an underground greenhouse system. That the original plan was for it to be income producing for anybody who wanted to work the land and be part of it.
To become a member, is there a fee to buy in?
It's $1,000 per adult membership fee to get in. And then depending if you want an emergency membership, that's $1,000 to build a 200 square foot building. Or it's $75,000 if you want one of the 4 lots, 5-acre lots. Well, you know, I mean, $75,000 for 5 acres is not that much. So, Adam? We've actually been approached by reality TV shows and turned them down.
Why did you turn them down?
Oh, really? You turned them down?
Uh-huh.
I can do it as a model for a while and then eventually...
Because we were in the middle of a lawsuit.
We
were in the middle of a lawsuit and I didn't want it on television.
But you can have the reality show with the exclusion of the lawsuit or anything pertaining to it.
They wouldn't agree to that. They basically wanted to... Yeah, we've been approached, I think, by 2 different reality shows, actually. So they're wanting, yeah, we think...
It could be a lot more interesting than that Flippin' guy that got on, I think.
Hey, I like that show.
I like that show.
Artie likes it. I find it really boring, but Artie watches it.
I know that guy. At a business meeting in Lehigh. That's where he lived at the time. Yeah, he's a really funny guy. He's really nice.
The proceeds from the show pay for him to build all these homes?
Yeah.
I was going to say, they always claim they have no money. I'm trying to put together some money, but I figured they've got to pay for them.
Yeah, they are.
Have money often compartmentalized, so even though that money is in a 401k, I can't have access to it, so I have no money here. All my money's there, it's got to stay there. But I don't have any right here. So I'm cash poor. I mean, this is, of course, worth millions of dollars, but I don't have any money in my pocket. Mm-hmm. That's how they say that.
So any more questions? We have our... How many members do we have? Let's see, the one just died. We're getting ready to kick out one. So,
does membership inheritable? Or does it usurp back to the group?
If he transfers it to somebody, they have, on their own merits, have to be accepted, but then they wouldn't have to pay the fee, likely. But every adult member has to pay. Not really. I mean, but what I'm saying is, if he had a house there, that could be passed on, but whoever inherited it would have to qualify to be a member.
And they didn't qualify, then could they sell it?
Yeah, then they could sell it to somebody else or rent it to a member or things like that.
How many lawyers are members?
We have two lawyers. Uh-huh. We had two doctors, two lawyers. Yeah. Yeah. There's about 12, I would say, emergency memberships. And we've kept it, because we were going through this lawsuit for the last 2 years, we've just kind of stopped.
Is the lawsuit finally settled?
Well, Torg dying really put a wrench in things. No, he was one of the main. Anyway, yeah. Yeah, it was very inconvenient of him to die. Yeah, that's true.
Now we'll give her a hand.